You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I like how you're playing car wash.
Get it?
To go into a conversation cars. Get us into it. Tell us what's going on.
Well, gosh, I'm super sad because of America's pickup. And if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know I'm in love with my F-150, but the old girl's starting to sound and act a little quirky on me, Dom, and I've got three biggies right now. The radio has stopped working, which, I mean, what we do, this is heartbreaking. And the only way to get the radio working again is I have to get out of the truck, remote start it, and then stop the remote start, unlock it, get back in, and then boom, the radio works again. And it's all over these forums on YouTube. That's the only way to fix it. So that's
super quirky
and annoying. You know
what I laughed about when you told that story?
What's that?
And when you said that, you know, it popped up on a forum. Here's what I find funny is who was the first person to identify that series of steps to get it fixed?
I thought the same thing. And the guy's like, I was trying all sorts of things and hitting buttons. And I was like, why not? I'll remote start it and shut it off.
Get out. Get out. Stand on your left leg. Turn around three times.
I
hit
know.
The remote start.
So obviously I mean, that's
who knows
super,
to try these things.
That's super annoying, you know. So I don't know if it's a computer issue or whatever. Anyway, that's one. Two is there's something behind my dash, everybody's dash, called a blend door. So when you turn your AC or heat to AC, the little door goes and shuts the tube where the heat comes out, and then you get AC. If you turn it over to AC, or if you turn it over to heat, the little door closes the AC, the heat comes out. It's a little door back there, and it's going click, 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 because it's broken. And then third thing is my seat is stuck all the way back. So I've got, you know, power seats, and the button, you push it forward, beep, 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 nothing. So I'm all the way back in the truck, and I'm happening to, like, hit the brake and gas with my tippy toes.
Cute.
I got my arms straight out like I'm cruising federal, man.
You look out, and you look like one of those. There's something about the younger demographic driving all the way reclined.
That's me right now.
Yeah, and I can't figure that out for the life of me. It's like, is that comfortable? That can't be comfortable.
Well, then you'd talk about the older demographic that you look over and the steering wheel is in their chest.
Right. Like, their hands are almost like they're riding ape hanger motorcycles. Their hands are way up at the top of the steering wheel.
It's like if you get in a wreck, that thing, that airbag's going to blow you back into the trunk. You got to be careful.
Yeah,
all right, Ruben's saying Fords are pretty, but it's a Ford. Listen, the truck's 10 years old. I feel like anything, once you start hitting that decade mark, is starting to get quirky. Anything. So that's the subject this morning. We want to know what is quirky with your vehicle. The quirks about it right now.
The strange thing. We've had stories in the past about how people will do something and like their horn just sounds for no reason. And it's like...
Yeah.
Sometimes cars become possessed. They need I told Jeremy he needs an exorcism for his truck just to get
sage.
The demons out of there. So what do you got going on? What's the quirkiest, silliest thing that's either going on with your car right now or has gone on with a car in the past? We just got a note from listener Susie. And she sent along a little photo from her dash and says that when she gets to a certain place on the road, every time it pulls up a little message on her dashboard. And she took a screenshot of it. And it's funny. I have the same thing happen with mine where I have a message that will pop up on my dash warning me of slippery conditions ahead.
Okay.
But now wait. It's in the exact same place. Like if I drive into town, it's in the exact same spot every time. There's nothing slick on the road. It can be a 75, 80 degree day. There's no rain. There's no water. It's just the car gets to a certain spot and it will warn me about something that doesn't exist.
It's catching a reflection off something. Some sensor is being triggered by.
Right. And
who knows
it's the same spot. You know, it's
that's
like
funny.
It is communicating something to the car.
Yeah.
That's not there.
That's really weird.
A
bunch of them rolling in. Samantha says, boys, for a lack of a better word, my truck farts. There's a problem with the fuel pressure regulator, so it releases gas from the fill spout and sounds like a long, drawn out is what she wrote. A Venezuela, it looks like. My Lexus backup camera is showing everything upside down. Oh, my God, there's a kid running by on the sky.
That's great.
That would be super annoying. Vicky says, my Yukon, when you signal to turn right, the brights come on. Okay. Kristen said, I somehow switched the driver information display from English to French, and I can't figure out how to change it back. Well, that's operator error. That's not your vehicle. Late turn. Tiffany says, my car randomly calls people in my contacts. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. If it's randomly calling people and they can just sit there and listen.
And listen into what you're saying.
Here's another radio one. Debbie says, when I push the brakes, the preset radio channels change. Whoa, that's a weird wiring mishap.
Dang, what's that?
What's that all about?
Brenda says, my husband's Jeep only went in reverse. It lasted about 30 minutes and then I went away. But for 30 minutes, it would only go backwards. You know, it's almost like Herbie annoying. The Love Bug, right? These cars, they want to do something. It wants to go somewhere.
Anderson, oh my God, this sounds dangerous. He said, no joke, the steering wheel keeps popping off while I'm driving.
No.
No. Really? What? Jennifer says, my radio won't turn off when the car is turned off and doors open. It'll finally go off a few minutes later. So wonder like how long it sits there and runs with the car off.
You know, we love all the new modern technology with our cars. It's so helpful and it's great. But it can lead to quirky, strange, weird things. Like I'll also get a my car is big on putting messages on the dash. It will, you know, say things. And one of them is you can be driving along, and if you take your hands off the wheel completely, after just a couple of seconds, it'll put a thing on there. Please keep hands on the wheel. It doesn't say it. So it's not an obnoxious voice thing. It's just a little the words on the screen, right? Please keep your hands on the wheel. But I found that sometimes it'll say that even when my hands are on the wheel.
You're like, hey, they are on the wheel.
And I have found myself saying, I'm having a conversation. I'm like, I do have my hands on the wheel.
And then you pull them off. And you're like, look, now they're off. Now they're
back
on.
This is without.
Now
this
they're
is
off.
Off, on, off, on.
Don't you just wish you could shut all that crap off?
Sometimes I do.
I think you can in some cases, but just shut all the nagging. I don't know. I don't need to know if I'm going over the lines or anything. Just shut all that off.
I have found, especially doing all the car review stuff that I do, I have found that some car makers are much, much more heavily invested in the nannying of drivers than other car makers. Some that are like, live your life. And others, the car will nanny the hell out of you.
Yeah, they're being forced to. One of the vehicles I'm looking at for a possible upgrade, I guess, has a very sensitive collision warning system. So you'll just be do-do-do-do-do going along, and a car will be like 3 miles ahead of you, and all of a sudden it'll slam on the brakes.
Yeah.
Because it thinks the car's much closer than what it is.
Right.
So many people are like, how do we shut this off? It's a great car, but I got to shut this off.
Yeah, it over-nannies to a certain extent. You're like, I got this.
Yeah, we good.
I got this.
Been driving for a while. It's all good.
You know, it's too. The thing is, it's not just cars. It's all of our gadgets and things, too. My favorite quirk that I've got going on right now, and tell me if you've heard of this, is like I've got a couple of different laptops that I use, but one of them, when I am typing stuff, you know, if you mistype a word, it will automatically correct to the correct spelling.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine, right? And I don't mind that. It's like, oh yeah, I accidentally left out a letter and it will correct it. I've got a laptop that does the exact opposite, and I am not kidding. It will about once every 5 to 10 minutes, it will take a word that you have typed that is perfectly spelled and appropriate and everything, and it will flip it to a nonsensical spelling.
I like your laptop.
Gibberish.
I like it. Like, it's got a sense of humor.
It's gibberish. Like, I can type in the word, let's say, thought. You know, T-H-O-U-G-H-T. It's perfect, right? It goes right there. And it will change that to, like, T-H-L-Z-E-E-F-L-P or something. And I'm not kidding.
That's
and I will
hilarious.
Stop, like, Why is it making? It's trying to make me look like a moron.
It's trickery. So it's playing little
jokes
on you.
If I send this out to someone, like if I'm typing an email or something, it will change a word to gibberish on its own.
Proofread, proofread.
It's the truth. So maybe this is the rise up of the machines, right? This is how they start getting back at us.
Yes.
They're like, we're going to start by making them look like an idiot.
Take them down with gibberish.